We've been sharing the embarrassing ways we've injured ourselves here on the show in public. We want to hear from you. Let's go to Sharon. Sharon, tell us about the time you embarrassed yourself in public when you got injured.
So it's just crazy that you guys brought this up because I was getting ready to embarrass myself telling this story on my TikTok. So this is a great practice. Anyways, one time I was working as a stripper, first time as a stripper.
Yeah, girl.
This girl comes out and she you know, climbs up the pole so fast, touches the ceiling, lays flat, and swirls back down.
Dang.
Me, I'm thinking, that looks so easy. Ooh. Like, I'm going to do that next. So I got up there, and I tried to do the same thing. And when I went to lean down, I just kept going and fell on my head. I just got back up and started dancing. I didn't even pay it no attention. I wasn't even embarrassed.
Wow. What a pro.
You see sometimes. Every once in a while you see a stripper all of a sudden do like something that appears to be extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
She's way up. She's like goes double as much up the pole than most of them go. And then like they do these spinning things and they look down real quick and they stop.
Yeah.
I'm like, if they didn't accidentally do that, they would just smash through the floor
straight down.
Wouldn't be a peasant.
Yes. At the strip club. It is a lot harder than it looks.
Wait, when you fell, not that it would have made it any better, but were you totally topless when you did it?
Oh, yeah.
Doing things when you get hurt and you're naked is like a different level of embarrassment.
And it's not, and it's not attractive.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon. Thank you for sharing. Let's go to Lenore. Lenore, tell us about the time you embarrassed yourself when you got hurt.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey. So my grown children had a party at my house. And my son is a licensed bartender. So, you know, he was making these good drinks and I was drinking them back. Well, my son says, Mom, I got one for you. And he puts on Michael Jackson, Remember the Time.
Uh-huh.
Well, in his video, you know, his people are rolling backwards. You know, when it says, Remember the Time, I'm going backwards. And the next thing I know, my foot comes out from under me, slaps my island, and I break my foot in 5 places.
Oh my God.
5 places?
Ooh, that sounds painful.
That's not quite the middle walk. Yeah.
The part was when I was sitting there, and of course it hurt, but I was also laughing because I was a little tipsy, and I opened my eye, and both of my grown boys are leaning over me, laughing, trying to help me up. You know, and it was just a bet, and that was just the first time. The first time I was at the club with my kids, and we're dancing, and you know we're doing the cha cha, or the one that goes just says, "How low can you go?" And I couldn't get up. I had to sit down on my butt and have somebody come over and help me up. So
oh my gosh!
I said,
you got too low. You got too low.
That can happen.
You're just permanently there.
Like, Mom, we can't hang out with you anymore. Thank you so much. Great call.
Gosh,
Sierra, tell us about the time you embarrassed yourself in public when you got hurt.
So I was doing a TikTok challenge, and I had my feet through the armholes of my hoodie, and my head was in the hood part, so I was in a little ball, and I was walking on my feet, and I fell flat on my face, and I busted my nose and broke it.
Oh, those TikTok challenges.
I know. There's tons of injuries from doing TikTok challenges, all different ones.
Absolutely.
You know what the best part
Thank
is?
You.
That she's like, I was doing that TikTok challenge, you know, the one with my feet in the hoodie. We know the one.
Yeah, we know that. I remember, but I'm assuming that's probably one of them.
Right.
And we know
smashed
the one.
Your face. Thank you. Steven, tell us about the time you got hurt in an embarrassing way.
So, I love you guys. Good to be on the show. I go on a golf trip every year. 12 of my best friends spend probably 12, 13 years now. We're down in Florida. Everybody's hanging out after the pool, in the pool. Music's bumping, having a great time, just being stupid. And I decide to get up and I'm walking with intention to go back into the house, and I don't realize that the sliding door's shut.
Oh,
I slammed. I hit. I don't know how that door didn't shatter. I hit that so hard, I was stunned for 30 seconds. I had my my face was on that sliding door for the next 3 days. I didn't go anywhere with. I can't go anywhere with these buddies now over the years trying to help me go through doors now. It's a total thing. It's so embarrassing.
Hold on, let me get that door for you. We know you don't see him that well.
Yeah, exactly.
That is
great. Brutal.
Thank you, Stephen.
So
appreciate
That's
it.
Hilarious.
Walking with intention. Yeah.
Speed walking right into the...
Oh, my God. I can only imagine it, too, because sometimes the doors are very clear.
They are,
In fact, there's actually been burglars sue the homeowner because the door was so clear because they ran through the door.
Oh, yeah, they're running away.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Shattered and get hurt. Let's go to Megan. Megan, tell us about the time you hurt yourself in an embarrassing way.
Okay, so the embarrassment was the hurt, but I was at my son's, I had a birthday party for my son at a trampoline park, and you know the little pit where you stand on the beam and you try to knock people off?
Yeah.
It's like jousting kind
of. Yeah, I was like, I want to get on there, and I'm going to go against my son, and I'm really pretty sure. So I get up there, and he showed me. I fell in that thing, and I could not get out for a good 10 minutes because I could not pick myself out. I had to wait until a big, I'm talking about a big old buff man, come over there and drag me out of that thing.
Gosh.
I could not get out. I was
horrific.
I was so embarrassed.
And to her point, because her son's not going to be able to take
it. No.
When you go into those like things, when I jumped off one and landed in a bunch of those foam things, they are hard to get out.
Yeah.
It's like quicksand almost. I'm like, I can't get out. I start panicking. You're claustrophobic. You can't get out. And I'm kind of, you know, energy. I can imagine somebody not in shape or something like that trying to get out. It's almost impossible.
I've learned, because last year was the first time I was like on boats on a lake.
Mm-hmm.
I learned before I got out of the boat, how far does your ladder go down into the water?
Yes, you have to know.
And if
you
they have don't have a ladder that comes up the back, I'm staying in the boat. There's no way I can crawl back into the boat.
No.
I've seen fat guys do it, and then you know, their butt cracks out, and they're flailing away, and it's like, this is embarrassing.
Well, the same for, like, if you've ever jumped in a pool that doesn't have a ladder, and then if can't pull yourself out, it's terrible.
You're like, get out. You're like, I'm trying.
I can't.
Like, I try to find the stairs. I said last one. We got two more real quick. Sorry. And we do have secret sound. We haven't forgotten. So just so you know. All right. Sharon, tell us about the time you embarrassed yourself by getting hurt.
Okay. This was years and years ago. And I was working at McDonald's. And we used to have to bring this big ice bucket from the back up to the front to fill up the ice bins with.
Oh, no.
Well, I have the ice bucket in my arms. And this gorgeous guy walks in on the other side of the restaurant. And he's coming across there. And we're looking at each other. And I'm like, oh, God, he's so hot. And about that time, my foot hit a piece of ice on the floor, and my feet flew out from under me, and my head stuck it, flew across the floor. And he came and leaned over the counter and said, no one's ever felt quite that hard for me before.
He's slick.
Nice.
Did it work? Did you guys?
Only the videos then, y'all.
Is he the father of your children?
Yeah, is he?
No, he is not.
Oh. He was like,
all right.
You did the original ice bucket challenge.
You did.
Yeah. And then one last one. Andrea, tell us about the time you embarrassed yourself in public getting hurt. Oh, I think we lost her.
Oh, no.
All right.
Metal, chair, desk combination.
Hold on a second. Start over. We didn't hear the first part.
Teaching and telling a story. And the desk was not very sturdy. And slowly, the entire desk and chair flew backwards. And I hit my head on the concrete floor. But the funny part was none of my students noticed that I fell until my shoe flew across the room. And that's when they were like, wait, what happened? And I'm lying on the floor. Going, thanks a lot, guys. You didn't even notice I fell and hurt myself.
Oh my gosh! So you're standing on a desk and the desk flipped out.
Yes.
Oh my.
That's terrible.
Just so embarrassing.
Yes.
You fall as an adult. Yes. It's the worst.
Ugh.